Kerry Clifford is with us. Kerry has graduated with a PhD out of Otago, I think it is. And she's hoping that Pūrākau, a powerful form of Indigenous storytelling, becomes common as a healing tool in the mental health space. Kerry is from Waitaha, Kati Mamoe, Ngaitau, and graduated from the University of Otago over the weekend. She's actually from Gore, and so it's wonderful to have her with us. She has mahi from Indigenous conceptualizations of child development, mental health and treatment when she studied at the University of Colorado in Denver and also at Johns Hopkins Uni in Baltimore. That was all towards her PhD. And I'm really pleased to have Kerry join us for a kōrero today. It's Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnei, thanks for joining us, Kerry. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Hi there. Kia ora. And congratulations, firstly, a special occasion for you and your whānau over the weekend as well, Kerry?
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a lovely weekend with my whānau back home on Awhenua as well.
Kia ora. We could probably do with some of your psychology expertise in Gore at the moment, but we won't go into that too much. I'm feeling for the young mayor. I was watching a piece last night on Sunday's program and, you know, a bit of turmoil there. Hoi anō. I hope you you play the guitar and can sing country songs beautifully. I bet you can.
Sadly, that's not the case.
That's not the case.
I'll stick to psychology.
You'll stick to psychology. All right, sis. Thanks so much. So Pūrākau and creating meaning in the way we view the world, Pūrākau is our ability to convey meaningful subjects, but in a warm storytelling way. And you've looked into this. How might our Pūrākau Māori be beneficial in the mental health space, do you think, Kerry?
Hi, absolutely. So we know that our Pūrākau are these really culturally rich frameworks and they can help us view and understand the world. So they're holistic. So we know from our worldview that they help connect us to our wairoa, our hiringaro, our tinana, and of course they're relational as well. So they have that really important social aspect. And they're also intergenerational, so they're reaching across those generations, and they also help connect to the whenua, and that's, of course, the whenua of this country. So it's really exciting to think about how Pūrākau can use throughout the assessment, formulation, and intervention process. So that's what we do. They're the three main things that we do as psychologists. So in interviewing clinicians and kaumātua across the country, it really became clear that Pūrākau could be helpful at all three of those stages. So they might help gather information about what's going on for the clients or make it more comfortable to discuss some of those really sensitive or difficult topics, but they might also be helpful as a way to understand or frame difficulties or help others understand some of the difficulties they're going through and reducing some of that stigma and shame they might feel. So knowing that our tipuna experience similar difficulties might make someone feel like this is okay that I'm going through this as well. And of course, from a cultural perspective, they pass on our reo, our tikanga, and our history as well. So they help us to start to feel really confident in who we are as young Māori and stand strong in our mana as well. So a lot of holistic benefits you can see from using Pūrākau in the mental health space.
Yeah, I guess we might have collectively a limited appreciation of the depth of assistance Pūrākau can provide when we are challenged emotionally or with mental health issues. And I guess we tend to think of well-established stories of Maui or the like. But I know that there's a push in our country, Kerry, to utilise the localised corridor of maunga, mountain ranges, of lakes, and every geographical aspect of our country has ingoa Māori associated with it, and within there, if you start searching for why an area is referred to in this way, is a rich corridor that could be really helpful here. But it takes some delving, does it not, to actually get to the crux of those corridor and finding the people who can share their understanding of how a mountain range, a lake, a valley, had its original Ingoa Māori applied to it. So it's not achievable just by dialing up necessarily on your internet search the richness of those pūrākau. What would you say of the need to delve deep to get the richness that exists?
Hi, absolutely. And I think you've pointed out some really key thoughts that also came through in the research, the importance of our stories are connected to whenua and the importance of hapū and localised stories as well. And of course, if we use a story that's connected to, as you said, a maunga or an awa, that one of our whai ora, so a person seeking wellness, can connect to, every time they drive or walk up that maunga, they're reminded of that kurahuna within that pūrākau. And so that's why it was an accident that we as Māori gave place names and told stories, because those landscapes provide reminders of the pūrākau, and they continue to make sure that we're reminded of them and that they're meaningful in our lives. But I think you also pointed out a really another important point is around the capability and capacity of our clinicians to be able to have this knowledge and to use this knowledge. And a lot of our kaumātua and kuia, of course, are the ones that hold that knowledge. So it's about building capacity and maybe working alongside those that do have that knowledge and making sure if we're using pūrākau in mental health settings, as you said, we do understand the deep kurahuna and messages which are in them and that we're correctly using them in a mana-enhancing way.
Tēnā koe, can you share a little bit about your own journey, please, Carrie? This is kaitahu auraki bound, and how pūrākau was a big part of this. I've led to believe that you retraced the footsteps of your own tupuna or ancestors for a few weeks. What was the situation personally for you there?
Yeah, so it was a really meaningful experience for me. So I grew up with a quite close connection of my tupuna haimona Rakiraki, who's from Parauriki Kaka Point. And so I'd started to learn the stories about him and that whenua. And then when I was able to go on Auraki Bound, that was really an extension of learning the stories of the wider Te Waipounamu region. And there was a group of us, about 10 of us, that were able to go on that haringa and retrace our footsteps as a collective, learn some of the stories from people like Tāpitani O'Regan, also the Ngāti Waiwai people, took us down their awa and told us the pūrākau of Pounamu. And so it was just an opportunity to learn more stories. But for me, I was able to start to feel that in learning those stories and learning my reo and connecting more to the whenua, I found an increasing sense of connection and belonging and who I was and what was important to me. And so I suppose when I was then in a clinical psychology classroom and learning about how to work with Māori, I started to think actually they would be some of the things that I would hope I could use when working with whai ora, maybe more of a strengths-based approach to what I was being taught. And then, of course, when I started thinking like this, I came across some of the work that existing Māori psychologists were doing in that space, and they were also speaking for a long time about the importance of pūrākau. So this mahi adds to what they're saying about the importance of that intergenerational healing practices for wellbeing, and that our whānau should have access to these in our space, I suppose.
Well, excellent. I'm pleased that you've identified the use to assist others by utilising pūrākau as a tool for enhanced mental health. How do you expect to be able to bring pūrākau into the clinical psychology space, which can sometimes be quite prescribed?
Yeah, and that's such a great question, and one that I think will be an ongoing question as well. So I think that can take a lot of creativity, and it can also take understanding the value in which there is within psychology and some of those foundational principles, many of which are Western, and that's why it is quite prescribed, and then also understanding our intergenerational wellbeing practices and what the values are at them. And then when you can understand and dig deep to both of those different spaces, then you might be able to go, how can we bring the two of these together? When's it appropriate to do so? And when is it maybe not appropriate to bring the two together as well? And I think it's really important to acknowledge that, that sometimes these two spaces can't come together in certain situations. But of course, when we're doing that, we're always thinking about the safety and the mana of our whai ora. One thing that did come from my rangahau was a development of a framework, which I hope can helpfully help assist clinicians or people working in that space to use pūrākau in a really meaningful way. So it's called Toka Ahuru, and what it aims to do is identify five factors which may help clinicians decide how to use pūrākau in a really meaningful way. And so it encourages them to understand not only the pūrākau itself, and how what the key messages are within the pūrākau, but also understand how pūrākau are in a te ao Māori worldview and their role and significance, but also considering the whakapapa of the story, the clinician and the whai ora, and then how do we use that safely in a clinical psych setting. So yeah, you can see that there's a range of things we need to be considering when we're going to use our healing practices within a clinical psych setting.
Tēnā koe. And in your thesis, I note that you explored not only pūrākau, but also Indigenous storytelling practices of Native American, Alaskan, Native Hawaiian peoples. What was the experience like, and what sort of comparisons could you draw from that?
Yeah, so that was a really beautiful experience. And when I was over there, they were kind of asking me, you know, will you interview us as part of your research? And at the start, I was hesitant and said, that's really something for your people to be able to do. But throughout, I could see that there was a way we could connect through collaborative Indigenous research and form both relationships, but also some research insights. And so together, what we found was that the stories might be different and the stories might be unique to each culture or community, and of course the whenua in which they come from. But across, we could see that both forms of storytelling really helped promote relational and intergenerational healing. But I suppose one really sad finding was that both participants in each group who hadn't talked to each other were both saying that they felt like their healing practices were still invisible in psychology and invisible in their training program. And so that's something I really hope to change.
Well, it's been very nice meeting you, Dr. Clifford.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Carrie. Congratulations. And I've chosen a song from a Māori woman who grew up in Gore. She's actually from Waimātātini on the East Coast. And I've loved talking with Māori Hazelmore over the years, although I haven't spoken with Māori for ages, but I love the way you still roll your R's there, Carrie. I let that never change, so we know exactly where you hail from. Really nice to talk with you, sis. Thanks very much for sharing some cordial with us.
Ka pai, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Carrie Clifford. And